So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Me'ima say chayiv, mishayichol tartimer basar v'yishta chatzilug yayin hertalki. The Ben Sarer Omeira is only liable for eating a tartimer, which is half a mana of meat, and drinking half a lug of fine wine. Rashi adds, b'chamra achrina ein chayiv b'chatzi lug. If he drinks ordinary wine, he's only liable if he drinks a greater amount. However, b'yesi aimer mana basar v'lug yayin. He's only liable if he consumes a full mana of meat and drinks a full lug of wine. The Gemara lists many requirements for a boy to become a Ben Sarer Omeira. Ein chayiv at sheyikach basar b'zol b'yoichel, yayin b'zol b'yishta. He's only liable if he buys meat and wine cheaply and consumes them. And as Rashi explains, he cannot easily steal enough money for expensive meat and wine, and so we are not concerned that he will get accustomed to it and steal habitually. The Gemara cites two contradicting statements. He is not liable for eating raw meat and undiluted wine. He is only liable for eating raw meat and undiluted wine. The Gemara explains the second statement as yayin chai, mazik v'lei mazik. He is only liable if he consumes semi-diluted wine, since it is more enjoyable and he might crave it. And basar chai, basar v'lei basar, is only liable for eating partially cooked meat in the manner of thieves who are always on the run because he becomes accustomed to eating as they do. Achol basar malech b'shasa yayin megitoy, ein nasa ben sarer Omeira. He's not liable for eating salted meat and fresh wine, since he will not crave these inferior foods. The Gemara digresses and cites several statements regarding the positive and negative effects of wine. The pasuk says, "Tenu sheicher la'ovid v'yayin l'mari nefesh," and the Gemara explains, "L'niver yayin ba'olam ela nachem avelim u'l'shalom schar l'rishon." Wine was created to comfort the bereaved and to reward the wicked for their mitzvahs in this world. The pasuk says, "Alteri yayin ki yis adam," and we expound, "Alteri yayin shachritzei dam." Do not overindulge in wine because it can lead to one's death. The pasuk says, Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Now, ksiv yisamach. V'karinon yisamach. Zocha mesamcha ilay zocha mishamemahu. The pasuk discusses wine and uses an expression of destruction, but it is read as an expression of gladness. This depends whether one utilizes it properly. The pasuk says, V'yikitz noich miyeinoi, v'yeide es asher asali b'noi hakotin. Noich awoke from his drunken slumber and realized what Cham had done to him. It's a machlekes whether seriously Cham castrated him or ravai he sodomized him. And the Gemara concludes that he actually did both. The Gemara continues expounding the incident with Noach's drunkenness. V'yachol Noach ishe hadama v'yita kerem. Noach planted a vineyard. Kadosh Baruch Hu then told him, L'hoi l'chol l'lmoy me'odem harishon, sh'loi garam lo'il yayin. You should have learned to avoid the ill effects of wine from Adam Rishon, as the Brisa states, Ilan sha'achal mimeno Adam Rishon gefen haye. The Eitz Hadas was a grapevine because in l'chadavir shemevi yalala la'adam eliyayin. Nothing brings as much sorrow onto a person as wine. However, the Gemara cites two other opinions. Chita haye. The Eitz Hadas was wheat because in atinik yidei likri abba ve'ima atshiyitim tam dogen. A child begins to develop his intellect when he starts to eat grain. And as Rashi explains, it was called Eitz Hadas toivera. Te'ena haya, the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree because the pasuk says, V'yit peru ali te'ena. They covered themselves with fig leaves and so bedavish shakikulu bay nisaknu. They corrected themselves with the very instrument of their downfall. Mishnah continues with many scenarios where a boy eats in a way in which he does not become a Ben Sarer Omeira. Achol b'chaburis mitzvah. If he ate with a group gathered for a mitzvah purpose, he's not liable. The Gemara adds, Ein chayiv bat sheyichol b'chabur shekulis srikin. He's only liable if he eats in the company of worthless individuals. However, as Rashi explains, Im yesh b'chabur adam hagen loy mimshach, if there are any decent people at the meal, he's not liable because he will not necessarily be drawn to indulgence. Nevertheless, the Mishnah ruled, Ochol b'chaburis mitzvah, Ein chayiv avagab dekulis srikin. If he ate at a mitzvah gathering, he's not liable even if the entire group was of worthless individuals, because kivin the mitzvah ka'asik loy mimshach. Since he's occupied with a mitzvah, he will not be drawn to indulgence. Achol b'ibra ha'chaydish. If he ate at the meal intended to publicize when Bezdin allows for a full month and pushes off Rosh Chodesh, he is not liable, even though ein oilna ela b'pas v'kitnis v'iyu asik basa v'yayin. This meal consisted of only bread and beans, and he ate meat and wine. Nevertheless, kim de b'mitzvah ka'asik le'mimshach. Since he's occupied with a mitzvah, he will not be drawn to indulgence. Achol ma'isa sheinu b'yushalayim. If he stole money of Meister Sheni and bought meat and wine in Yerushalayim, he's not liable, as the Gemara explains, since he's using the money in its usual manner, he will not be drawn to indulgence. If he ate forbidden foods, and the Gemara explains, lahashlim, even if he ate most of his shear of meat and supplemented it with some forbidden food, he's not liable, as the Mishnah continues to explain. And the Gemara adds, achol b'sar oif, ein nasa ben sayer mer. If he ate the meat of a bird, he's not liable, but lahashlim chayiv. If he ate most of his shear of animal meat and supplemented it with some bird meat, he is liable. Achol davishu mitzvah v'davishu haverim. He ate something that was a mitzvah, such as tanchumi aveilim, a meal to comfort mourners, or he ate something forbidden, such as tainis tzibur, he ate on the public fast day, he's not liable because the pasuk says, einenu shemei b'keilenu, and we expound b'keilenu v'loi b'keil shel makom. If he not only ignored his parents, but also did not heed Hashem's commandments, he is not liable. The Mishnah continues, achol kol maichel b'loi achol basa, shasa kol mashke b'loi shasa yayin, ein nasa ben sarim meir, atche yichel basa v'yishta yayin, shenem ez zaylul v'sayvi. He does not become a ben sarim meir by eating and drinking anything besides meat and wine. The Mishnah concludes, v'ava pishen raya l'daver zeich l'daver. Although the pasuk does not specify meat and wine, we can bring some support from the following pasuk, shenema, atahi b'soyevo yayin, b'zoy le'basru lamay.